What are you doing?
I'm trying to write a new song. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I gave up.
Well, I guess not everyone could be like Ed Sheeran.
Hey, how did you know this is what our article is about today?
Oh, so you're trying to be Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, he is a great musician.
I think so as well. What do you think about him?
I like him a lot, especially his song, like Shape of You. Yeah, it's really good. I like all his albums.
He's very talented. Yeah. But we can learn more about him in our article today. So let's take a look and we'll be right back.
Reading.
Ed Sheeran, Rise of the Redhead. Fans of English singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran were overjoyed when he announced plans to play a concert in Taipei. Nicknamed Red Hair Ed in Chinese, Sheeran has won many awards for his music. In addition to writing and singing his own songs, he plays guitar and acts as his own record producer. Sheeran sang in church from the age of 4 and started to play guitar at a young age. He first gained popularity on the internet before he released his first album, Plus, in 2011. After that, his career started to take off. He supported Taylor Swift on tour and was a guest singer on her album, Red. Since then, he has released 2 more successful albums, Multiply and Divide. Several of Sheeran's songs have appeared in popular TV shows and movies, such as The Fault in Our Stars. His records experiment with a variety of musical styles and cover subjects such as growing up and breakups. Lucky fans are sure to enjoy his show on October 22nd.
That's right. So today we're going to look at Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran,
yes.
He's
a very famous singer. A lot of people love his songs and music. So let's learn a little bit about him. The article says, fans of English singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran were overjoyed when he announced plans to play a concert in Taipei.
Ooh.
Yeah. So luckily, we get to see him in Taipei now. Now we see here singer, and then we have a dash songwriter. That means he's just both a singer and he writes songs. That's why he's called a songwriter. Now, we can also do the same thing if, let's say, this actress or this person does 2 things. So you could be a model-actress. Wow. This means this person is both a model and an actress. Now, a lot of people must be overjoyed hearing about Ed Sheeran coming to Taipei. And overjoyed just means to be filled with joy or they're more than happy.
Okay, 所以呢，今天呢，我们就要来讲 Ed Sheeran。Ed Sheeran 呢，我们中文就叫做红发艾德。那红发艾德呢，马上呢，他就要来台北开演唱会了。很多人呢，一定都非常的开心。Overjoyed, over 就是超过了，所以呢，你就是非常非常开心。Overjoyed。那这边呢，我们课文就形容了 Ed Sheeran 呢，他是一个Singer, songwriter, 中间用一个 dash 把它连接在一起，就表示呢，他同时是一个歌手，并且呢，又是一个 songwriter, 可以写歌的人。那刚刚呢，一样的用法，我们提到的 model actress, 就好比呢，像林志玲一样，她呢，就是一个模特儿，又是一个女演员，就是这样子的用法咯。
Ooh, she's very talented then.
Yes.
Alright, so we saw a vocabulary word here. We saw the word announce. It's spelled A-N-N-O-U-N-C-E. Announce. It's a verb and it means to make something knownin the public or in a very formal way. And it's an official way to tell someone something. So you can announce things in a public place for people to hear or see. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. Jennifer just announced that she is getting married.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay, announce 这个动词呢就翻译为公布的意思了。例如呢，我们课文说呢 ，Ed Sheeran 他发布了他要来台湾开演唱会的消息，或许呢，像我们刚刚例句说到呢 ，Jennifer 他公布了，哎，他已经结婚了这个消息。那过去式呢和过去分词很简单，我们在后面加上 the announced， 那它的名词呢也很常看到，就是呢 announcement， 我们在后面加上 ment， 它呢就是公布的意思。例如呢 ，the announcement of the winner，OK，关于谁赢了比赛的这个公告。
Mm, all right, so let's continue reading. It says, nicknamed Red Hair Ed in Chinese. Sheeran has won many awards for his music. Now, a nickname is just the name given to you that can be a shorter way, to say your name or to, like, you know, say something about you. So, for example, my name is Tiffany. Maybe my nickname could just be Tiff, or some people call me Tiffy.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到这边他讲说 nickname 呢就是昵称的意思哦。比方说呢，刚刚 Tiffany 讲说呢，大家可能叫他的绰号啊，可能是叫做 Tiff 或是 Tiffy。那在课文里面呢，我们这边是当做动词的用法了。他说呢 ，nicknamed Red Hair Ed 就是呢表示说我们在中文里面呢叫这个红发艾德，因为他头发是红色的，就是呢帮 Ed Sheeran 取了这个绰号的意思。
Right, so let's continue reading. It says, in addition to writing and singing his own songs, he plays guitar and acts as his own record producer.
That's impressive.
That is very impressive because we tried to play the guitar. We were very good at it. Yeah, so it says, in addition to is a phrase, and here it means also, plus. Or you can also use like moreover or what's more. So,Also, Ed Sheeran, he plays the guitar, he writes his own songs, and he also produces his own records.
Okay, 所以呢，在这边呢，我们说 Ed Sheeran 呢，不只是一个歌手，他同时写他的歌，做他制作人，同时弹吉他。所以在这边我们用了 in addition to, 就是呢，此外还有怎么样的意思。文章里面呢，非常好用，它就是一个补充说明的用法。例如呢，我们说 he is good at tennis, 他很会打网球。In addition to that, he is a painter, 哦。此外呢，他还是一个画家哦，就是呢多才多艺。那你可以取代了刚刚 Tiffany 就提到，像是 also 啊 ，plus， moreover。What's more, 这些字呢都可以代换，但是你要特别注意到哦，这些字呢它们不是连接词，所以呢不能够直接连接两个句子哦。
So we also saw that Ed Sheeran was a record producer. Now, producer is our vocabulary word and it's spelled P-R-O-D-U-C-E-R, producer. It's a noun and it means someone who produces or they make something. Now, in the music industry, a producer's job is to think of ideas for a song. They have to also pick the musicians to play on the song and they make different kind of changes to make the song complete. And they're basically the ones who put everything together. So you can be a music producer. There's also movie producers who put a whole movie together and also a television producer. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. Katy Perry works closely with her producer to make sure the songs turn out great.
OK, 所以呢在看到我们 producer 这个单字之前呢先看一下 produce 这个动词哦。它呢就是制作的意思。例如呢我们可以说 we produce these shoes in Vietnam。我们呢在越南制造这些鞋子制造生产的这个动词呢我们就可以说 produce。那我们在后面直接加上 r 呢它就变成人了。那制作的人呢当然就是制作人了。例如我们课文说的 music producer, 音乐制作人。那当然也可以是 movie producer, 电影制作人或者是很多各种不同的都可以使用 producer 这个单字。
Right, so let's continue reading. It says, Sheeran sang in church from the age of 4 and started to play guitar at a young age. So we can see since he was a young kid, he has always loved music and he's always been really good at it as well.
Okay, 所以呢这段课文呢就说艾德呢在他四岁开始就在教堂唱歌并且呢开始弹吉他。在这边我们这边用了这个用法从几岁开始我们呢就可以说 from the age of 一个数字。比方说呢我如果是从比方说三岁开始上学 I went to school from the age of 3, 这样子。
Next it says, he first gained popularity on the internet before he released his first album in 2011. Now, his album is in the shape of, it's a symbol actually, so that's why we don't really read it out, but...Popularity means to become very popular and to be liked by many people. So he didn't become popular like in the traditional way where people saw him or heard him on TV. Okay. He actually became popular on the internet first and then he released his first album.
OK, 所以呢我们首先看到了这段课文呢就说 Ed Sheeran 呢在网络上变得非常的受欢迎。那形容很受欢迎的呢我们可以用这个形容词哦 popular。但是呢在这边呢我们是使用名词哦 popularity。popularity 呢它可以指人口例如呢 popularity of this region, 这个区域的人口哦。但是呢在课文呢我们说 gain popularity, gain 就是获得获取赚钱的这个 gain。那在这边 gain popularity 就表示呢你获得人气了。
And before he gained popularity, and then he released an album. Now, let's take a look at the word release, which is also a vocabulary word. It's spelled R-E-L-E-A-S-E. Release. Release here is a verb, and it means to make something available to the public. So a lot of times, musicians release their songs or albums, and that means that the musicians make it available to the public to listen to. Now, a lot of times, musicians might use CDs.
Yes.
Or they might use iTunes.
Okay.
That's also another way for music to be released. We also have movie releases as well, or video game releases.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people like the video game releases. For example, we can also say Star Wars The Last Jedi is set to be released on December 15th, 2017.
Okay.
That's a very exciting thing for a lot of Star Wars fans. Yeah.
Okay, 所以呢，这边看到这个动词 release 就是发布、出版的意思了。它呢也可以翻译为释放。例如呢，我们说 they released the prisoner， 他们呢把被囚禁的人放走了。所以呢，被放出来了就表示说呢，像我们课文这边是指作品被出版了，公诸于世。那你也可以说 publish 也是出版的意思哦。
嗯哼。Now what did he release? Well, of course he releasedan album. Album is also our vocabulary word, and it's spelled A-L-B-U-M, album. It's a noun, and it means like a musical recording on a CD or a vinyl. Now, vinyl is the really big black CDs that we don't really see too much now, but usually before a long time ago, maybe when Sam and I were younger, we used to have CDs, and then before that, there was vinyls. Now, in the CD...It's a set of songs inside, so you can have maybe 10 to 12 songs or maybe 15 songs on this album. So you can also create things like a pop album, a jazz album, or a country album. So singers and musicians can create different kinds of categories of albums. For example, we can say the Spice Girls' first album is called Spice. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Okay, of course I remember that. 好所以我们看到 album 这个字呢，这个字在这边就翻译为专辑哦，因为呢里面集结了很多的单曲，那可能是 CD， 或者是呢刚刚讲到 vinyl 就是指我们的那个黑胶唱盘了。那呢我们每一支单曲，比方说像现在很常歌手他们是先推出单曲嘛，单曲我们就可以说 single， 那 album 呢就是集结了很多首歌一起出，所以叫做专辑。那当然你也可能看到，比方说 photo album， 一个相册集结在一起的就可以讲说 album。
That's right. We have a photo album on our smartphones as well. So easy. Okay, so let's continue reading. It says, after that, his career started to take off. Ooh. Okay, so career here, it means a job or something that you do for a long time. It's a profession that you do for a long time, and it's a very specific work. So for example, maybe someone wants to say, I want to make teaching my career. It means I want to have a career as a teacher. I want to be a teacher in the future. Or we can say she hopes to pursue a career in medicine. That means she wants to study medicine. She wants to become a doctor.
OK, 所以呢说到工作你可能想到比方说 job 或者是呢 occupation, 这些字呢他们是指职业。那在这边呢 career 则是更高一层次哦，指你的职业生涯职职。比方说呢刚刚 Tiffany 举例说呢他可能有一个他想要有以这个 teaching 作为他的一个 career, 他想要教书作为他的终身职职。或者是呢像我们刚刚他说呢Pursue a career. Pursue 呢就是追求的意思哦。像这种要长时间去努力的，我们叫做职业生涯，职志。
Right. So after his first album, his career, so his singing career, began to take off. Now take off is our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Shortcut for you.
What are you up to?
Oh, I'm taking some pictures for my new Instagram account.
Oh, cool. Can I be in one?
Sure. That would be great. You know, I'm really hoping my Instagram account takes off.
Why do you want me to take my hat off?
I don't. You can keep wearing your hat. The phrase take off means that something becomes successful or popular very quickly.
I'll keep wearing it then. That's because take off means 飞黄腾达迅速走红.
Exactly. Now,
strike a pose.
Okay, so we learned that take off means to become very successful, very popular, very quickly. And I think a lot of musicians and actors, their careers can take off very quickly now, especially with the internet.
Yes, okay. Take off 呢可以说是飞机起飞了。那课文呢则是在说这个 Ed Sheeran 呢他的事业起飞了一炮而红哦。那刚刚 Tiffany 也讲到说现在因为网络的关系诶随便呢不管是歌手啊演员也好很容易呢就可以 take off.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's continue reading our article. It says, he supported Taylor Swift on tour and was a guest singer on her album Red. Okay, so I think they're really good friends. So when musical artists go on tour, it means they travel around a country or around the world and perform at different shows.
OK, 所以呢我们看到这边的 support 这个动词呢它是支持的意思、哦、但是呢在这边呢则是说呢他参与了泰勒斯的巡回演唱会、哦、是表示说呢他是在里面比方说当作伴奏啊或者是支援他来演出的意思、哦、所以呢 support someone on something 在这边呢是 on tour 就表示是他们在参与这个巡回演唱会可能是国内巡回或全球巡回不一定
Mm-hmm. All right, next the article says, since then, he has released two more successful albums. Now, this X means multiply, and this symbol is divide. So, since then means that from a period of time. So, Taylor Swift went on tour. This Red Tour was in 2013, and Ed Sheeran was on this tour as well. So, since then, or since 2013, he had even more successful albums.
Okay, since 这个字呢就可以翻译为从哦，从什么时间开始？我们呢在后面就加上一个特定的时间，例如呢，我们刚刚可以说 since 2013, 从2013年这个 Red 演唱会巡回演唱会开始哦，从那时候开始。那这课文这边呢，我们则是讲 since then 就是那个时候，所以从那时候开始。
Mm-hmm.Next, the article says, several of Sheeran's songs have appeared in popular TV shows and movies such as The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh,
that's actually a really sad movie.
Yeah.
It made me cry a lot.
Okay, 所以呢我们在这边有看到这个用法、哦、他说这个什么之中的一些我们说 several of Sheeran's songs, 也就是呢 several 就是一些的意思、哦、所以呢我们在 several 后面加上 of, 再加上呢这个大的群体、哦、所以呢也就是说在 Sheeran Songs, 他写了很多很多不同的歌，那呢就是在他的这些歌里面的一些。OK, 所以呢刚刚在课文里面呢我们看到了 several of Sheeran's songs, 我们呢就是在呢 several 一些 of 后面再加上这个群体的动词表示这个群体之中的一些。那除了这个之外呢我们也有其他的字可以这样使用哦，比方说 few of, 或者是呢 both of, many of, 后面呢再加上这些字。举个例子咯 ,a few of the students are sitting in the classroom, a few 表示有一些 of, 后面再加上 the students, 所以呢表示说呢学生之中的一些呢 are sitting in the classroom, 他们呢正坐在教室里面，这个呢就可以表示什么当中的一些的这个用法咯。
Okay, let's continue reading. It says, his records experiment with a variety of musical styles and cover subjects such as growing up and breakups. So, a breakup is when you and your boyfriend decide to end things. So, breakup songs are actually...Sometimes kind of sad.
OK, 所以呢这边呢就讲说呢他唱歌他的歌呢有各种不同的音乐的表现呢。比方说呢他有很多像说你一个人的成长啊或者说你分手 ,break up, 这个呢是一个动词片语它表示分手或者是断开什么东西。那在这边呢我们则是连在一起它就变成名词哦那一样呢是在讲分手这件事情。
So sad. So he experiments with different kinds of music. Experiment is our vocabulary word. It's spelled experiment. Here it's used as a verb and it means to try a new way of doing something or thinking of something. So an artist is always experimenting with different things or always trying new things out. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. The chef likes to experiment with Asian and Italian food.
Okay, experiment 呢这个字虽然是 ment 结尾哦，但是其实它是一个动词哦，表示实验的意思。例如我们说 ，He's experimenting with different drugs. Okay, 他在实验测试不同的药物。那在这边呢，我们讲说艾德他尝试不同的曲风。
Mm-hmm. Now, his songs experiment with a variety of musical styles. Variety of just means different kinds of, a lot of. Like, for example, his song Shape of You is really interesting because, actually he uses a style called dance hall. Mm-hmm. It's like a Jamaican style of music mixed with a bit of pop. So it sounds very new, but actually it's a mix of two different music styles.
哦，所以呢，这篇课文就讲说呢，它有尝试了各种不同的曲风，各种不同实验性的。比方说呢，像我们刚刚讲说这个 Shape of You， 它就用了这个 dance hall 这种牙买加式的风情，有一种不同的这个音乐风格。那呢，他说他尝试了很多种不同，我们说 a variety of 就表示各种不同的。
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's take a look at our last vocabulary word. It's musical. It's spelled M-U-S-I-C-A-L, musical. It's an adjective, and it's a way to describe something that has to do with music. So a musical style means different kinds of music that we hear. So musical styles are like pop, rock, jazz, reggae, and much more. So those are called musical styles. We can also use it in a sentence like this.Ruth has musical talent and can play many instruments. Ooh.
Okay, 所以呢，在这边呢，我们 musical 是当做一个形容词来使用，它是表示音乐的。所以呢 ，musical style 它尝试了很多不同的音乐风格。那当然，这个字也可以当做名词。我们说 musical 就是呢，你好像去看歌剧这样子，就是呢不同的意思了。
And lastly, the article says, lucky fans are sure to enjoy his show on October 22nd. So if you are Ed Sheeran fan, make sure you get your tickets quickly because I'm sure it's going to sell out very soon. All right, so make sure you stay tuned because we'll be right back and with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Alright, so our For You Chat question for today is, what kinds of subjects would you enjoy singing about and why?
Okay, I'd probably like to sing something about like things happy about my life. Probably video games.
Oh, okay. Maybe we can try to make a song about video games with you. But we first have to learn how to play musical instruments.
Yes, yes.
All right, so you guys can also think about this yourself. Discuss it with your friends or teachers. What kinds of subjects would you enjoy singing about? And why would you do that? But that's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
We'll see you guys soon.
Ed Sheeran, Rise of the Redhead. Fans of English singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran were overjoyed when he announced plans to play a concert in Taipei. Nicknamed Red Hair Ed in Chinese, Sheeran has won many awards for his music. In addition to writing and singing his own songs, he plays guitar and acts as his own record producer. Sheeran sang in church from the age of 4 and started to play guitar at a young age.He first gained popularity on the internet before he released his first album, Plus, in 2011. After that, his career started to take off. He supported Taylor Swift on tour and was a guest singer on her album, Red. Since then, he has released two more successful albums, Multiply and Divide.Several of Sheeran's songs have appeared in popular TV shows and movies, such as The Fault in Our Stars. His records experiment with a variety of musical styles and cover subjects such as growing up and breakups. Lucky fans are sure to enjoy his show on October 22nd.
Vocabulary Review.
Announce. Luke and Karen announced that they would be having a baby later this year. Producer. The movie producer told the director that the delays were costing too much money. Album. Some fans didn't like the band's new album.Because it was very different from its first one. Experiment. The cook is experimenting with a new dish he wants to serve at his restaurant. Musical. Pat has no musical talent at all. His singing sounds terrible.